This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hi, my name's Carrie Hill, and I'm a national trainer for Mental Health First Aid USA. And I'm driven to do the work I do because I've experienced my own mental health challenges, and more importantly, I've experienced resiliency and recovery. What I want to talk about is how we tend to avoid conversations about mental health challenges. Yet, they're prevalent worldwide, affecting 1 in 5 adults each year. And 46% of Americans will meet the criteria for a diagnosable mental health condition in their lifetime, with half of the cases emerging by age 14. So can you guess what percentage of individuals seek help and get the treatment that they need? Less than 50%. And that is with a median delay for treatment being 10 years. The longer the delay, the more difficult treatment and recovery can be. So early intervention is key. The quicker we can connect an individual to services, the better the outcome for that person. And we typically respond to physical health emergencies, but having those conversations about mental health and substance use can be really challenging. And this is where mental health first aid comes in. It's a skill-based training to empower individuals to notice and understand and respond to signs of mental health or substance use challenges. Mental Health First Aid gives you the tools to help someone in a mental health or substance use crisis until professional help is obtained or the crisis is resolved. And Mental Health First Aid training is designed to reduce stigma, enhance knowledge, and encourage appropriate actions towards those facing mental health and substance use challenges. So what it does is it helps you to expand your knowledge so you can have better understandings of signs, symptoms, and risk factors. And you're able to identify appropriate professionals and community resources. And it also boosts your confidence and likelihood to help individuals in distress. Mental Health First Aid has a 5-step action plan called ALGI, which is assess for risk of suicide or harm, listen non-judgmentally, give reassurance and information, encourage appropriate professional help, and encourage self-help and other support strategies. So this course is an evidence-based and effective tool for empowering individuals to recognize, understand, and respond to mental health and substance use challenges, and to help create a more informed and compassionate community. So let's try to get rid of the stigma together. I am Carrie Hill, National Trainer for Mental Health First Aid USA, and if you're interested in taking a course, please check out mentalhealthfirstaid.org.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.